This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Financial challenges are hitting Planned Parenthood of Illinois, and the Chicago Abortion Fund says they're not slowing down anytime soon. The state's chapter of Planned Parenthood is laying off administrative staff and closing down four clinics in Ottawa, Decatur, Bloomington, and Englewood in Chicago. The organization says they're facing a financial shortfall because of rising healthcare costs and an influx of patients since Roe fell nearly 3 years ago. Megan Jaefo heads the Chicago Abortion Fund, which offers patients financial help and connects them to clinics like the ones Planned Parenthood operates.
There's any silver lining, it's that the community of advocates, supporters, electeds in Chicago remains really, in Illinois, remains really strong.
Planned Parenthood will now offer more telehealth appointment options. President Donald Trump will allow immigrants to be arrested at sensitive places that had previously been off limits. That's got some undocumented people living in fear. My colleague Mike Puente reports.
Ricky arrived in the U.S. from Honduras 7 years ago. She lives with her four kids in Chicago. Ricky, who asked that we do not use her last name because she's undocumented, says she's concerned now that arrests can happen at schools, hospitals, and even churches. But she says, we are not alone. We are an extended and united community. And let us not lose the faith that God is with us. Some pro-immigrant groups are organizing Know Your Rights sessions. Some have openly said they will not cooperate with ICE officials. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
Federal criminal investigators sought records about the founder and former CEO of a charter school network on the South Side. Tim King was forced out from urban prep academies in 2022 after Chicago Public Schools investigators alleged financial mismanagement and sexual misconduct. And now we know federal prosecutors also are on the case. WBEZ sued urban prep to get subpoenas from federal authorities. And the recently released records show the feds asked urban prep for all its reimbursement payments to King and his emails. King denies any wrongdoing. And Urban Prep's interim CEO says they cooperate in investigations, but quote, do not believe any current or former Urban Prep employee has engaged in financial improprieties. There's a new app to help Chicagoans track the impact of flooding on their homes and give users information on how to respond to a flood. University of Chicago PhD student Kelly Wagman led the project. It focused on Chicago's Southside Chatham neighborhood. That's one of the local areas hit hardest by flooding in recent years. Wagman tells WBEZ's Reset how the app works.
So it's a way to report flood incidents. So when you look at it, it looks like a map, and you can click on the map and add a report that has things like severity of flooding, depth of water, whether the flooding is on property or in a street.
There's also a way to see what your neighbors have reported and submit the report to 311 or your local alderperson. Wagman says she and her team will show residents a prototype of the app in February and hope to release it more broadly in the spring. Some more things you should know today. Closing arguments are underway in the four-month-old federal racketeering conspiracy trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. A prosecutor stood before the jury and opened her summary of the government's case with these words, quote, power and profit. Michael Madigan and McLean conspired to enhance and preserve Madigan's power and line Madigan's pockets. Defense attorneys will do their closing arguments once prosecutors finish. Yesterday, the Chicago Teachers Union and School District presented their positions in front of an independent arbitrator. This is a legally required step before the CTU can potentially strike. One of the CTU's lawyers said that he hopes the fact finder will see that CTU proposals are reasonable and good for students. In a statement, Chicago Public Schools officials said they welcomed fact-finding as a means to identify issues they believe are required to reach a fair contract. The arbiter will issue a report with some findings. A majority of Chicago's alderpersons have signed a letter asking Mayor Brandon Johnson to remove a two-sided puppet from an exhibit on the ground floor of the Chicago Cultural Center. The council members say the works are anti-Semitic and anti-American. The work depicts Uncle Sam and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Wooden stakes hold up the piece and say, "Free Palestine," and "Children are dying." Alderperson Deborah Silverstein, the council's lone Jewish member, is leading the effort to have the puppets removed. In a statement, the city said it is committed to artistic expression, but working to find common ground with the lawmakers. Today's weather, it's going to be snowy with highs in the low 20s. We're expecting similar temperatures tomorrow, but partly cloudy skies. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.